PIS system, in a way, is a piece of IT, which is very much in talk these days.
The technology actually is quite simple.
It's very user-friendly.
Easy to use, very effective tool.
Anyone who know how to use a TV remote control knows how to use it.
I think it is a wonderful system. It's a wonderful tool.
It's a nice tool that I can use to improve my teaching.
Using PRS creates some kind of a dynamic learning environment
that brings the students back into the classroom.
I think it enhances the learning of the students.
Well, the aim is really to promote active learning in the classroom. That is, to help students learn better in the classroom. Now, in many of these classes, traditionally, the lecturer gives lectures, and it is a one-way traffic. It does not really promote active learning because the student is not forced to gauge the understanding. And the way you would like to promote active learning is to ask questions. Normally, when you ask questions, only very few respond, right? In fact, usually the same group of people respond. The rest just quiet, silent, afraid of being embarrassed. With PRS, they can answer anonymously. So the risk of being embarrassed by a wrong answer or inappropriate answer is not there anymore. So that really helps promote active learning because everybody can now participate in answering a question.
It has three benefits to me that are particularly important in my class. First, it gives me the opportunity to have large-scale participation in the class. It provides immediate feedback to the students, which I feel is very important. And it allows me to do a variety of participative things which require confidentiality or anonymity by the students.
It allows me to know the students better about how much they learned in the class, say in the previous class and in this class, and also sometimes it provides a introduction point. I post one question that I know they would not know the answer, and then that brings out the next topic I'm trying to present to them.
It helps you in the management of the course, such as, for example, taking attendance or giving quizzes in class with instant feedback, and also other things from the teacher's perspective. It gives you the opportunity to actually try out some new teaching methods.
It helped me to prepare the question ahead of time and force me to think it carefully.
By interrupting the lecture from time to time, filling in with these PRS sections, I can get a quick assessment of how the student progressed throughout the lecture, and therefore I can adjust my pace in giving the materials accordingly. And similarly, the student can also get that quick assessment on their understanding.
I can get to know the student's understanding of my lecture immediately. And furthermore, from the answer they gave me, I would be able to figure out why they have misunderstood my lecture.
From my experience so far, I can say that they respond enthusiastically when you first introduce the system. They like to play with gadgets, high-tech gadgets. So they're very excited in actually using the system.
Because they know that sometime later we will do a PRS section, and they have a natural tendency to work well in that section. So when they listen to the lecture, listen to my presentation, they pay more attention to it.
They are much more actively involved, that PRS provides such a way for them to participate in the classrooms, which was not possible before.
The students think that they have more time to think the questions on, and also they think that using the PRS will help them to clear some complicated or theory.
I think there are other aspects, like the teachers can in fact ask questions and ask for response without being biased respect to racial color or respect to sex. you know, some of us sort of biased in some sense, whether we like it or not. It is not really intentional, but with this sort of electronic device, you basically remove this basis for bias because you don't know, you don't have to call anybody, you don't have to make a choice choosing people to answer.
I like it because you don't have to respond to your teacher directly. It's within your embarrassing moments, you know. Sometimes if you get the wrong answer, people may laugh at you, so I like the PLS.
I always feel shy to answer the professor's question. If I got the PLS, I can just press the button and I can answer the question.
Lecturers, after seeing the answer of the student, they can know what student misunderstand and they can explain further about that part.
If my answer is not the same with my classmate, I think I will discuss with them. Yeah. So I will think more deeply to think out the right answer.
It can help, yeah, it absolutely can help. Because we hold some lots of discussion and with our classmates and the teachers, we'll know what our feedback immediately and can know which is our weakness in learning.
Very easy to use and very easy to carry to any place.
I think the PLS machine can increase the interaction between the lecturers and students.
New possibilities include, as I mentioned before, the opportunity of trying out new teaching methods, such as student discussions in small teams and then reporting back to the instructor and the classmates via the system.
It can be used, of course, in the classroom teaching, and in my case, I use it in the tutorial sessions. And I can see that in the future, students can use it just in a simple voting.
Well, we actually use that in the student forum in the physics department to ask some opinions about, the issues related to teaching and other issues of the department. And we get, feedback right away, and the students see the feedback, how many of them strongly agree to certain issues and how many are strongly disagree and so forth. And everybody's very involved.
Other new possibilities might be new grading policies, meaning give some part of the grade to the students by how they use the system and the results they give back through the system.
What I plan to do in next year is to have them to run some oral presentation and ask the other student to respond in giving a grade to them. So the final grade on the presentation would be some weight average between my assessment and other students' assessment. And I think that would make it more lively and can encourage students to listen to other students' presentation.
So the idea then is to, because it's cheap enough, is to really loan a unit, a transmitter, to every student. They can check it out from the library, for example, and use it for the entire period of the study at HKUST, returning them at the end of the study after they get a degree, so that they have this device for them loan-free to use throughout the study at UST. And we are now, as you know, in a process of equipping every lecture hall, lecture theater, and classroom that has a computer and projector with this PRS, so that the instructor do not need to bring anything except turn on the computer and turn on the program. All the student do is to aim and answer questions. So, we are trying to make it as convenient as possible to everybody. And of course, we would like to see that every classroom, not only those equipped with computer to have this sort of thing, but that might be too costly. So we also make provisions for instructor to bring their own notebook if they want to. We would like to equip all classroom with receivers, so all students connect the PRS system receiver to the notebook and then use the television monitor or roll in the projector, right? So the aim then is to really allow this sort of a, permit this sort of a PRS system to be used in any classroom on campus. That would be the goal.
I think it is important to find a suitable time slot for this section, which in general will require a very good control of timing and also a very thorough planning ahead of time, which means the implementation might be difficult. But otherwise, I don't see very much difficulty in using it.
It does take a little bit of time to set up if you use it in a classroom that has not been set up for the PRS ahead of time. You have to bring in a laptop computer, and it takes maybe 5 or 10 minutes to set up. Like any computer system, occasionally there are little glitches, but I haven't experienced many problems so far.
Well, we do have to put time in the preparation of the questions, because using PRS, you have to create some questions ahead of time. So time has to be used to do the preparation, but it's not a barrier for me.
For successful use, you need to follow up after the class sessions. You need to analyze the data, you need to look at the results, the responses from the students, and also react to it in your class. Otherwise, it wouldn't be truly interactive.
So some of them are not really participating in the PR sessions for many reasons, that they forgot to bring the transmitter. So I think one thing that I think I have to pay attention to is how to encourage them to bring it all the time. And one way that I can deal with it is to make sure that in every lecture I will make use of it. Then they know that they have to bring it in every lecture.
But to use any tool requires one to change one approach to teaching, because such a tool was not available before. And now we have this tool, the teachers or the lecturer would have to find ways to use this tool effectively. In fact, this tool is so simple to use that in reality, it does not require the lecturer or the teachers to spend much effort at all in learning this tool. So they can in fact concentrate on how to use this tool, new tool available to them, to really do a better job in helping students learn in the classroom. Okay? The barrier then is really the teachers themselves. Okay? The teacher must be willing to try out, and indeed must convince themselves that this is indeed whatever they teach helps the student learn more actively, better. And I'm convinced that that's going to happen. The only initial barrier would be then is to convince the lecturers or teachers to give it a try. Right? I think once they try it, they will love it.